Hey, it's Valerie Smaldone.
And Leslie Gold.
This is America Weekend. We're keeping you company with all kinds of interesting stories and reports and surveys. Always digging things up, Leslie, aren't we?
We are, and we look for things that are relevant for the season. And, of course, besides the holidays with the gifts and the organizing and all the things we've been talking about, one of the things that happens is a lot of travel. You travel to see your family, and you are packed in these crowded planes, and everybody's nerves are on edge. Also, they add more flights this time of year, so it's crowded in the airport. Your flights run late, and
it's unpleasant. It's just
unpleasant. Yes, a generally unpleasant experience, even more unpleasant.
Yes.
That's right. So I saw an article in Yahoo, 8 ways you're annoying passengers during the holiday, your fellow passengers.
On the plane.
And the advice here is things for you not to do so you don't become one of those annoying passengers. Most of them I agree with. One or two I don't. Here we go. Some of these are obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Skipping a shower before your flight. Now, look, you're going to be sitting elbow to elbow with someone that you don't know, and everybody is breathing that same recirculated cabin air. So you need to take a little more care of your personal hygiene before you get on a plane. Also, don't put your foot on another person's armrest, for instance.
What?
Yeah, and make sure your breath doesn't stink.
Put your foot on somebody's armrest?
Yeah, they people get uncomfortable, and they shift around, and they put their feet on the armrest of the seat in front of them. But sometimes your toes stick through, and that's bad.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Also,
don't take your feet off. Don't take your shoes off at all.
Also, if you're doing any kind of personal in-flight grooming, bad. Okay?
Like what?
People put on their makeup. They clip their fingernails. You've seen, they do a lot of things on flights.
Do you know, once I was on a plane,
yes,
and a woman was putting on nail polish, that toxic smell, and immediately the flight attendant came running down the aisle and started screaming at her, you can't do that. First of all, it's also flammable.
Oh, good point.
Yeah.
But people do smelly things, actually. Here's another one. If you bring your own food on the plane, try not to make it smelly food.
Like salami.
A salami. How about egg salad? I know someone that brings egg salad on every flight, and he opens it up, and that smell of eggs, which smells like farts, let's face it, wafts all over the cabin, 10 rows up and 10 rows back.
Terrible.
It's bad. So don't bring any pungent food.
You know, like a good turkey sandwich does not offend.
Correct. That's right. Even a salad won't offend, but egg salad will. Tuna salad will. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, crab salad will.
Correct. Here's something that should be obvious. Don't kick the person's seat in front of you, and that's for all you 9-year-olds out there.
Mm-hmm.
That is the number one top infuriating in-flight behavior, according to Expedia's survey. We didn't need a survey to tell us that.
It's true.
Right. We know that. Drinking too much on the plane also makes you obnoxious.
Mm-hmm.
If you're sitting next to an intoxicated passenger, it's particularly irritating for you. And remember that the altitude can elevate the effect of alcohol. So if you can normally have 2 drinks, no problem. There's a lower level of oxygen in the air at higher altitudes, and that just makes the alcohol absorbed into your bloodstream even faster. So you're going to get drunker faster.
Let me share a recent story on my way back from Italy, which is a very long flight, and I was in the middle seat, sitting next to a very lovely lady, but she was drinking not only alcohol, but hard alcohol, like bourbon,
mm-hmm,
and she had about 7 of them. And she got into a serious, serious argument with her husband, and then she passed out on my shoulder.
Ugh,
yeah.
The worst.
Yeah.
Did you push her off your shoulder?
I didn't. You know, I felt bad for her. I was like, you know what? What are you going to do? I sort of inched over to the other side of my seat as much as I can. I try to make myself into the smallest human being I possibly can and collapse my body so that I'm far away from people. Yeah. That was bad.
All right. Now, do you have rules about the armrest? Because apparently there are rules about the armrest.
There's a way to determine who's eligible for the armrest?
Correct.
Okay.
I didn't know this, but as a general courtesy, the middle seat person gets the armrest. And the reason is because the poor schmuck is stuck in the middle. That's the most undesirable seat. And the idea is be courteous, let them have the armrests, the two in the middle, because they're stuck between two people, maybe two people they don't know.
Yeah.
And if you're on the aisle, you can always turn out, put your foot in the aisle until the cart comes along. You've got a little extra
wiggle room.
Wiggle room over there. Also, in the idea of controlling your own environment, bring things like noise-canceling headphones, right?
Mm-hmm.
For instance, that person that was next to you had too many bourbons and was fighting with her husband. You could have blocked that whole thing out.
Next time. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Some great tips, Leslie. Thank you. It's Valerie Smaldone.
And Leslie Gold.
This is America Weekend.
America Weekend. Think green. Harrison with you. So how safe is the nuclear power plant? Well, when uranium is processed into chalk-sized pellets, it's packed into metal rods like curtain rods, about 12 feet long, half an inch thick. Then 100 tons of these uranium fuel rods are packed into a reactor core and covered with water. Water slows uranium atoms that become unstable when too close together. But water's not enough. Moderating rods made of boron have to be placed between fuel rods to regulate darting neutrons. And when you pull the moderating rods out, you get what's called critical mass, the same thing that happens to detonate a nuclear bomb. A nuclear power plant forces neutrons to unnaturally collide with uranium atoms, splitting them apart. And all that nuclear heat is used simply to boil water to spin an old-fashioned turbine to crank electricity.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This bruising forward is the only player in NHL history with more than 600 goals and 2,000 penalty minutes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what a rocket.
He's also the modern leader in Gordie Howe hat tricks, an unofficial stat for having a fight, an assist, and a goal in one game. So where is Brendan Shanahan now? Brendan is retired to the NHL's front office, where he's the league top enforcement official. He's responsible for doling out suspensions and fines for any sort of serious rough stuff. And he knows all about that.
And now Shanahan,
fresh air,
on the center of the garden.
Remember, Brendan, half the game is mental. The other half is being mental. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
These fun, zany, hyperactive henchmen are far from despicable. For kids, they're one in a minion. The Mink.
6-second reviews are brought to you by the flat-out funniest comedy of the holiday season. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are sisters in theaters December 18th.